everyone, and welcome back to the ABC Podcast, back to the studio today for another podcast episode. I appreciate you coming in here and joining me today, coming and sitting here and listening with me. Now, today's topic, as you probably saw, is I'm going to give you today the answer to every problem. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, or may say, I don't think you're going to have enough time for that today. And you know what? I didn't think so at first either when I started the studying for this. But I've studied well, and I think I've gotten it down enough to where I can fit it into an episode today. That's not really going to take us any more length of time than it usually does. So let's jump right on into things here. After all, I will say that mankind tends to complicate everything that God tries to simplify. And so I think that it can be very easily solved. Every problem can be easily answered here today in this episode. So let's go ahead and get started. In life, I'll start off by saying this. In life, there are two types of problems. The ones that we can control and the ones that we can't control. Sounds pretty simple, right? In regards to the ones that you cannot control, don't worry about them. My dad has often said before that don't worry about what you can't control, and that is so true. And in a moment, I will tell you what you need to do with those problems instead. For those with problems that you can control, yes, I will say that you need to do the best that you can do. But at the end of the day, there comes a point that there is one verse that we need to follow in regards to all problems. And this verse is none other than, drumroll, 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse 7. You may know it, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Just give it to God. Look, I know as humans we can't just drop something as far as worrying about it and not worry about it anymore completely. But there is no way for you to just put all your worries away completely. And that is why God wants you to give him all your problems. Not just some, all of them. So many times, and I personally will never understand why, but many will choose not to take their problems to the Lord when he is undoubtedly the most qualified to handle those problems. A lot of times it is a pride issue for which the prideful problem hog should read verses 5 and 6 of 1 Peter chapter 5. Also, sometimes people think that their problems aren't important enough for God. For one, in that you begin to say that God's power and grace are insufficient and very limited, and that is not the case. And I don't think that any of us would say that God doesn't have the grace or the power to deal with any of our problems. And for two, it is not the problem itself that makes God so moved that he wishes to fix it, but it is you. He careth for you, not for your problems. He careth for you. Child of God and listener, he loves you. You are his child, and he wants to help you with your concerns. What loving father wouldn't want to help his children with their problems? So how much more with God? He wants to help you and get those problems sorted out, but you have to give them to him first in order for him to fix them the way that he wants to. As I mentioned at the start of this episode, there are the two types of problems. There are the problems that you can and can't control. The ones that you cannot control should always be given to the one who can control them, God. And the ones that you can control, you should do your best, no doubt, but give them to God immediately as well. Giving up those problems can make all the difference both in your mental, spiritual, and even physical health, knowing that no matter what happens, God is in control, and you've given that problem to him. And I know that some of this is easier said than done, but it is important that you give it all to God, put it all into his hands. Let me put it this way. You give 100% of your problems to him, and he'll solve 100% of that problem. I will often even pray to the Lord, and I know that he already knows everything about my problems, but I also will explain to the Lord everything about my problem and then tell him that I've given it to him. And mark my words, there is an overwhelming peace in giving my concerns to the Lord and letting him take control, a peace that I could never attain otherwise, and one that passes all understanding. It really truly is amazing the peace that he gives to those that give the problems to him. So what are you waiting for? I don't think any of us would deny the opportunity to give up all our problems completely to receive a peace that nobody can understand. But I do think that oftentimes we complicate things. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, man only complicates what God simplifies. Look at salvation. There's so many religions out there that each have their own way to get you to heaven. But give those problems to God. Give those problems to the Lord, and I guarantee you, you will not regret it at all. So what is the answer to every problem? Take it to God. Hold nothing back. If you want 100% of that problem solved, then take 100% of it to God and receive 100% peace. Ambassador and listener, I hope that you did enjoy this podcast episode. Thank you for coming and listening. If you did enjoy it, please do tap the 5 stars below to rate. I would greatly appreciate that. And to get more help like this, more content, more podcasts like this, please do hit the subscribe button and keep up with all the latest episodes so that way you don't miss out. I appreciate that, and I believe that would be a help to you. I appreciate you coming and listening. Once again, I thank you for taking your time to come and listen to me telling you about God's Word, and I hope you were helped and blessed by it. Y'all have a great day, and God bless.